Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Olectra Greentech Limited Q3 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Nomura. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Siddhartha Bera from Nomura. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks. Good afternoon, everybody, and thanks for joining the call. We have with us Olectra Greentech's management, Mr. Mahesh Babu, the Managing Director, Mr. B. Sharat Chandra, CFO, and Mr. Hanuman Prasad, the Company Secretary and Legal, with us to address your queries. So I'll pass on to the management for some initial opening remarks, and then we can open the floor for question and answer. Over to you, sir.
Okay, good morning. My name is Mahesh Babu. I'm the Managing Director of Olectra Greentech. Good afternoon, everybody. And I would like to give you a global brief of what is happening on the EV industry, both globally as well as in India, and particularly what's happening in the commercial EV segment, and before I give my views on the Olectra Greentech performance. So globally, EV fleet is projected to be about 115 million vehicles by 2026. It's growing at a 30% CAGR year-on-year. The global commercial EV CV market is also growing at about 20% CAGR in the past few years and expected to keep up that pace in the future as well. The EV adoption is expected to displace about 5 million barrels of oil demand per day globally by 2030. That's overall a positive news of electric adoption, both in all the segments as well as commercial vehicle segment globally. In India landscape, Indian EV industry is expected to grow at a 45% CAGR, much higher than global average, up to 2030. In India, the EV volumes are expected to reach about 5 million units by 2026 and about 15 million units by 2030. EV adoption will reduce about $14 billion of import it will offset if we continue to grow at this rate by 2030. The commercial EV segment has been clearly a growing spot in India, fast-growing segment. Particularly, EV buses are fast-growing. Today, we have about 16,000 electric buses already deployed in India. And the electric commercial vehicle segment has grown about 120% year-on-year. The policy support from the Government of India, like PM E-Bus Sewa and also PM E-Drive schemes launched by the central government, have given multiple tenders on electric buses to be bought by state transport undertaking. And that is one of the businesses where we are in, and that plays an important role. Where we stand as Olectra, Olectra has so far, from inception, deployed about 3,600+ buses on roads and 116 tippers. We still have a very high order book in hand. We have run about 500+ million green kilometers, reinforcing our sustainable leadership in this segment. We have been number one in the market last financial year. Recently, CESL released a tender, and we have become L1 in 1,785 vehicles. We are working with the authorities to convert this into order in the coming months. And if you look at Olectra's performance, we have been in the last two quarters have been consistently delivering quantity. Our numbers have gone up by 37% from Q3 previous year to this year Q3, from 282 to 385 vehicles. Our revenues have gone up by 30%. Our EBITDA has gone up by 17%, and our PBT is about 5%, and so on. So I would say that we have a strong delivery performance as well as financial performance in Q3. The key is consistent quarter-on-quarter delivery profitably. If you look at the market share of our products in the electric bus segment, in Q3 we have about 29% market share with the number one position of 399 vehicles registered in the market. And year to date we have about 912 vehicles registered in the market with a market share of 24% plus. So we continue to be number one in the electric bus segment. We are, if you look at our EBITDA margins, are around to the tune of 14.1%, which is the best in the EV industry so far. And we continue to grow consistently quarter on quarter, and we look forward to improve going forward as well. So with this, I hand over the financial performance to Mr. Sharat Chandra, our CFO.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us. We are pleased to report that the company has continued to deliver steady growth in consolidated revenue and profitability for the Q3 and the 9 months ended December 2025 as compared to the previous fiscal year. Before I take you through the financial performance, let me briefly highlight a few key developments. As indicated in our earlier earnings call, we began to see strong traction from Q2 with a meaningful ramp-up in Q3, and this momentum has continued into Q4. The company has delivered healthy operating margins across both business segments. The EV segment, the ramp-up in deliveries has driven year-on-year top-line growth of approximately 23%. Margins in this segment have seen some compression, primarily due to product mix changes. As we had highlighted earlier, with increasing volume, historical margin percentages are not sustainable, though we continue to maintain healthy absolute margins. Fixed costs, particularly employee costs, have increased in line with the scale-up of operations. The financial highlights for Q3. Electric vehicle deliveries stood at 385 units compared to 282 units in Q3 of last year, representing a growth of 37%. Revenue for the quarter stood at 663.6 crore, registering 29% year-on-year growth, driven by strong performance across both segments. EBITDA is at 97.1 crore, reflecting a growth of 19% year-on-year. PBT was 64.1 crore, up by 3% compared to 62 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. PAT at 46.7 crores is broadly flat year-on-year. Earnings per share for the quarter was 5.65 compared to 5.64 last year's flat. For the financial highlights for 9 months, revenue stood at 1,667.5 crores, reflecting 23% year-on-year growth. EBITDA increased to 246.1 crore, up by 13% compared to the same period last year. PBT was 166.3 crore, with growth of 5% year-on-year. PAT stood at 122.1 crore, registering 3% increase over the previous year. Overall, our performance reflects strong execution, improving scale and sustained demand, particularly in the EV segment, even as we consciously invest in people and capacity to support future growth. Thank you for your time. I will now hand over the call to Nomura team for the Q&A session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and then one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Aniket from CR Kothari Sons and Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Thank you for letting me into the queue, sir. Hello. My question is regarding to working capital cycle and how we can expect it going ahead into Q4 and for FY26.
Yeah, the working capital cycle, we have been working consciously and it is improving quarter on quarter. The net working capital days is around 42 days with a good improvement compared to the previous quarter of the corresponding year. And we are working to reduce inventory levels, optimizing the stock levels. We are the receivable position is improving as our associate companies have got financial sanctions for the major projects. So we are working on all aspects of working capital, and we keep improving on the working capital cycle. And consistently, we are looking at about around 2 months is what the cycle we are looking at overall in the midterm.
Okay. And my second question is regarding to the delivery of the buses. We are on track to deliver 2,000 buses for FY 2026, whereas currently the 9 months number is only around 881. So any suggestions regarding to the 2,000 mark delivery? Any changes to that number, sir?
This is Mahesh Babu here. So we have taken a very ambitious target of 2,000 vehicles. As I told you, we are already number one in the market. The delivery of vehicle depends on market absorption, our capacity, and also other ecosystem development. So we continue to aspire to deliver so much vehicle looking forward. But as you know, already I have given an interview in the media telling that we are looking at between 1,500 to 2,000 vehicles. That would be the reality in the last quarter.
Thank you. And if I may ask one last question, is that okay?
Yeah, please go ahead.
So it is regarding to the supply chain issues. Are we facing any supply chain issues rather than the ecosystem issues which were already highlighted in the previous quarter?
At least in the last quarter, we have not had any supply chain issues. And we don't expect that to happen in the coming quarter as well.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much for the input, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Preet from InCred AMC. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, first, I would just like to understand more about the business. I just want to understand how does SPV actually works? What would be the unit economics for the SPV? And there are different percentage ownership in the different SPV. So what determines exactly how much percentage will you keep in that particular SPV?
See, as far as SPV is concerned, generally our philosophy is to manufacture, supply, and take care of the maintenance of buses. But in certain tenders, the conditions are that where OEM is also required to have a stake. So accordingly, in such scenario, we invest. So we have about 8 associates where we are having a 26% stake, and one subsidiary where we have 51% stake, and one JV where we have 100% stake. Other than this, we continue to work on this model unless there's a necessity in the tender where Olectra is required to participate in the SPV.
And about unit economics, are SPV profitable, or how is the typical unit economics for the same?
Generally, as a group, unless it is profitable, we don't enter into any new tenders. With a minimum IRR of more than 15% is what we look at the SPV level.
Okay, thank you. And next question is on the numbers. I'm seeing that your insulator business is growing rapidly, and margins of the same, EBIT margins which you report, it was earlier 26%, which has increased to 30%-33%. So just wanted to have what kind of growth do you expect coming forward, and are these 30%-33% sustainable?
See, basically, insulator division, again, the margins, we have concentrated on exports. So exports are giving healthy margins. So due to product mix in this quarter, the margins have improved, but we continue to strive to improve margins. Consistently, we are seeing growth, and I think it will stabilize around these levels. Margins, again, it depends on the mix between domestic and export.
What is the difference between domestic and export in insulator business?
So about 40% is export now in the turnover what we have done. About 220 crores in the top line insulator division. So I don't have the breakup of, I'm not able to dwell into the details. So I've given a
generally what CFO is saying is the margins on this quarter has helped due to some export specific because it comes under tender and we win with competition. So it goes by competition to competition. So between last quarter and this quarter, our margins will remain between the two quarters. It's not expected that it will go further and will not be retained the same margins on insulator quarter on quarter. So we are very happy this quarter. We are able to realize good EBITDA margins due to some few export margins. So we will strive towards it, but the expectation would that we will, the market is give margin between the 25 to 30% region.
Got it. And what would be your order book in the insulator business? And what kind of growth do you expect in the next 2 years?
Yeah, about 300 crores plus is the order book as of now. And we are continue to grow in this business. Compared to last year, we did about 180 crores top line. This year, we are expecting about 300 crores top line. So with a 15-20% growth year on year is what we are targeting.
Thank you, sir. I'll join back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Aniket Madhwani from Step Trade Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. You're audible. Please go.
Yeah, so firstly, I just want the clarification on the financials. So here I can see, despite growing 28-29% top line year on year, if we compare to the last quarter of the same quarter last year, and coming down to the bottom line, we can see here the numbers are flat. So what are the reasons behind? Are you facing any challenges to maintain the margin? So
now, see, I think this is Mahesh here. I'll explain the business strategy perspective. So last year, if you look at it, we were primarily being in the 12-meter bus segment. And if you look at this year, we are entering into 9-meter. We have delivered about trucks. So this quarter, we have about 24 trucks delivery, 50 plus 9-meter delivery, and remaining is a 12-meter bus. Well, the primary product last FY24 was related to 25 was related to QT was related to 12-meter bus. So basically what happens is in a stabilized segment, while you look at bus segment, bus or the division has 12-meter, 9-meter, and you have now trucks on pilot basis we have deployed. So each one will have different margin. So some of the products are for the future. It is just entering into the new segment of EV. So the margins will be less. When it is stabilized like the 12-meter bus product, then we will get a reasonable margin. So that's why I would say that we are still growing at 30% revenues. EBITDA is good, 17% for us. Growth in EBITDA that's what 19% almost 20% growth in EBITDA is there. While the bottom is we have to work on new products, then hence depreciation will come into picture and we borrow for the plant what we have to do and then interest get into it. Okay.
Okay. So can you just give me the bifurcation of 282 buses delivered? I mean, I just wanted to know how many 9-meter buses are delivered, how many 12-meter buses are delivered, and the margins that you maintain in each of your products.
So very specifically, I will not have in hand, but generally I'll tell you, out of 282 last quarter, 272 was 12-meter bus. Only 9-meter was 10. Whereas this quarter, out of 385, 24 truck and about 51 9-meter was delivered, apart from 300 12-meter. So that makes the proportions differently. Just to give you a reasonable thumb numbers right in front of you.
Okay, got it. That works. And
thank you.
One just last question. Previously, you have mentioned that you have around 10,900 bus tender Is there any update on regarding that?
So the 10,900 bus tender was were already concluded, and we have become L1 in 1,785 buses. That's what I have told in the brief, and this we'll have to work with the authorities to convert into order. It is expected another 3 months this process will continue, and we hopeful that we'll get that order going forward.
And, what is your current capacity?
See, you know, we have declared the DCCO for our phase one of the plant. It is for 2,500 vehicles per shift per year capacity, and we can do double shift to achieve about 5,000 per annum. If needed, we can in fact increase the capacity as we need to higher numbers depending upon the market absorption. We can do that.
Okay, done. Yeah. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Akash Srivastava, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Good afternoon. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. I just want to understand, is there any specific reason why deliveries in Jan was only 55 numbers, as is what shown in the Vahan Portal app?
See, the Vahan portal alone is not the number we are delivering, because Telangana is not part of the Vahan portal. January we delivered, we built around 115 vehicles. Many of them are Telangana. So you have to look at Vahan plus Telangana that is available in a separate site. That depends on where the other competitors deliver the vehicle.
That is okay, but still, if you are saying that we are having a capacity of 200 plus numbers, none of the months that I've seen, you've been able to reach even 150. So is there any specific reason why? I mean, you may say that, yeah, the market is not absorbing and all those things, but any other reason, I mean, that you want to share with us except this?
See, I just want to give you, first we'll have to understand that we are number one month on month, quarter on quarter, year on year for the last 2 years. So that means it's very clearly market can absorb. If you look at the market size of electric vehicles, buses, last year was about 3,800 vehicles, right? Market can absorb only that much depending upon electricity, finance availability, depot readiness, STU route finalization, plus our manufacturing capacity. So what I can tell you is we are number one in terms of delivery of electric buses in the market. If market can absorb more, we are also driving like you. We are also driving the market to absorb more, and when we drive it, we are number one, and we wish that they will be able to deliver more. So while the capacity is for the future, coming when the market is ready to absorb, our efficiency still remains at optimum, that we are able to deliver when we want it, because our pipeline is less than 15 days in terms of vehicle finishing to the deployment into the depots and to the operations. That's where we are still at number one in terms of delivery, operations, and optimization of the operations which market can absorb.
Sure, sir. But frankly, I mean, with respect to what the markets have told today, you might have understood how the investors are feeling about the results that we have. Right. Nonetheless, my second question is with respect to Q2, I suppose we delivered around 330, 340 odd buses, right? In Q3, we have delivered around 385 numbers. That's what we have been told. But in terms of top line growth, I can see just maybe 6 or 7 crores difference. So is it because of the product mix between Q2 and Q3? 50 numbers difference, but the top line is only maybe 6 crores.
The Q3, we have delivered 375 vehicles. And
okay.
Q4, Q2 we have delivered 375 vehicles, and Q3 we have delivered 385 vehicles. So it's only a 10 vehicle.
Okay. I mean, then my mistake. Sorry. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Shubham Tamrakar from Alturas. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible? Yes, please.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thank you. Sir, I have a question regarding operational cost. So given that we are making investment and we are expecting revenue growth over the period of time, how our operational cost will change? Will it increase the same as revenue will increase, or will have a cost advantage?
See, till now, we have been investing in the plant, and our operational cost is to make this monthly production of. We are optimizing manpower and other services to the tune of what we are making. Going forward, capital investment will not be very intensive till we achieve 5,000 vehicle per annum. It's only a variable cost which will increase. We have to increase manpower in two shifts and deliver the products and other things will. Capital will not be exponentially required or proportionately required. We need only to maintain that and deliver. And CapEx investment will be not needed much till we achieve 5,000 products, but variable cost of manpower increase and others will be like electricity, manpower, water consumption will be proportionate to the number we are making.
Okay, that was helpful. And do we have any CapEx plan regarding for CapEx in the next 1-2 years?
Yes, of course, automotive industry is capital intensive. You all know that. We are developing products. As you know, we are developing a new platform, 12-meter. We are developing new platform, 9-meter, and we are entering into the truck segment. So we have done a pilot with 116 vehicle now. But the market is going to grow, so we have to get prepared with multiple products in products. So the CapEx would be for developing new products for increasing the new markets and entering into new segment and increasing our volume. Because if we continue to sell in the same segment, we will not have much growth, and you all want exponential growth. So that will come from new products, and we continue to invest on our new products technology in the coming next 2 years.
Yeah. Do we have any numbers, sir, regarding CapEx like this?
See, we are working on it. So what I can tell you is we will be investing about 300 to 350 crores in terms of CapEx for new product development in the coming year.
Okay. And how will capitalize this over the period of time?
It will be over a period of 2 years.
Okay. Okay. And sir, regarding the, I just request to one thing that it would be great if you share in your presentation also regarding the mix between 9-meter, 12-meter and stuff, which we deliver every quarter. That would be very helpful for us to understand.
Okay. We'll try to add that in the future.
Do you have any visibility right now, like in the next, next year, how the mix will change?
See, depending upon which STUs, which depot getting ready, but I can tell you that in the Q4, we will have a reasonable mix of coach and 12-meter. That's what we are expecting as per our plan. But if any STU suddenly asks 9-meter, we can't say no. So we'll have to get prepared for that as well.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, sir. That was from my side.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Sunil Parvathanini, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Yeah. So actually, we have a plan of deploying the robotics, right? So by when we can complete the robotic deployment for production?
See, we have decided to do a semi-robotic line. The semi-robotic line will be ready by end of this calendar year, and which will be last quarter of the coming financial year. The phase one, whatever we have declared capacity, is without the semi-robotic line. The semi-robotic line will come as part of our new products which are coming to handle the 12-meter, 9-meter truck, everything together. We need that for that, and that will be ready by last quarter of the coming financial year.
So any new product launches like trucks and cars, anything?
See, we will come back to you. It will be too premature to tell what it is now. So, you know, as per guidelines, we'll come back to the market whenever we are ready with the products in the future.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Gaurang from Utility Unified. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Thank you for giving the opportunity. So, with reference to the Indian Express article, which is dated on October 30, 2025, Mumbai BEST is exploring legal route for non-delivery of electric buses. So can the management on record confirm that it's BEST which is not handing over the depot, or is there some other issue with respect to the two orders? The first order, which is of 2,100 buses, and the second order, which is of 2,400 buses. And why I'm asking this question is because, as far as I know, that in last 6 months, we've hardly done any deliveries to BEST. Approximately, say, 200 or 300 buses in last 6 months, which is a little bit disappointing and concerning as well. So just want to hear from the management about this issue.
Okay, firstly, we have not got any legal notice from BEST. BEST, we have engaged on two, three fronts. It's not about depot readiness or something. On the BEST front, there is a request from us to BEST that the electricity consumption and the loading pattern of the vehicle is much, much higher than the tender requirements. Assume tender is asking for 58 people, where we are seeing 100 to plus people coming into the one, because of which there is a substantial electricity consumption, which we have represented to them to compensate, by which we'll be able to improve our delivery. So that discussion is going on with BEST. I hope they will resolve that quickly, because as an entity, as an investor to you also, we will not be able to do any order which is not as per tender and which is lost to the company. So we are continuously engaging with BEST to highlight this issue, and they recognized and accepted, yes, the consumption is higher due to utilization of the bus with higher capacity than the tender requirement. They are only finding it how to resolve it within the legal framework. Once they resolve it, our number delivery will be faster than expected, because we don't want to lose money without this resolution.
Thank you so much, sir, for the clarification. And my only other question is, so there's an upcoming CESL tender of 3,000 plus buses for various cities like Mumbai, Pune, Hyderabad. So is Olectra going to participate in that tender as well?
Yes, we are right now planning to participate in the coming CESL tender.
Okay, sir. Thank you for the clarification. Wishing you all the best for the final quarter and the years coming.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Sandeep, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, considering our long order book, how is our capacity utilization planned in future? Because still we have not achieved this 2,500 completely.
Hi. Thanks for the question. Right now, we said we have a capacity about 2,500 per shift. While the investment and the civil and the equipments are prepared for 2,500, we have manned only to the requirement of the capacity which we are producing. So we will utilize the full capacity of 2,500 per shift, according to me, when the market can absorb in the coming financial year, in the FY27. That's what we are expecting. And as you know, any auto industry capacity, gross capacity is X. Normally, industry work around 80 to 85% of the net capacity, because there will be day-to-day supply chains and matching and things like that. So normally, auto industry works on the gross capacity to the tune of about 85% of net capacity.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Preet from InCred AMC. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity once again. Sir, you have mentioned in the annual report of around 750 crores of CapEx, which we were planning, out of which how much has been done, and how much we are planning in next 2 years? And is this apart from the 350 crore capex which we have mentioned to the previous participant?
Okay, just to clarify, the 750 crore was the intent to invest for the complete capacity to achieve 10,000 volume in the production capacity. However, as I said, we have decided to optimize the investment, and we have already achieved phase one. So we have decided to do in phase one, phase two. Phase one of 2,500 into two, which is 5,000, is achieved now, and it's getting into production. We will only kick off the next phase of investment, of the remaining investment, only when we achieve this 5,000 in the market, net, gross, and then because we need only, the land is available, we can build an additional line within a period of 12 months. So we'll kick off that once we see the market in the future.
Okay, got it. And how much capex we have done till now, till first 9 months in FY26?
It's about closely about 400 crores.
How much? Sorry, I missed.
About 400 crores.
And my next question is on the line of quarter three numbers. We have seen that the employee cost has been reduced drastically from 25-30 crores to 20 crores. What was the reason behind the same?
The manpower cost you are asking?
Yeah.
See, what we have done is, earlier we used to pay for the service manpower which used to be available in the market. Now, we find that they are technicians and available in the depot, and by directly our customer paying for that such technicians, we are able to save some GST. So we have asked the customer to directly pay such technicians in the depot.
So are we giving that money, or they are bearing, customer is bearing that money?
No, whatever they were supposed to, customer is supposed to pay us for this employee, now they are paying directly for this technician, so that we will get, we will not have any GST impact on that. So it will go to customer's payout there, and they will pay the remaining to us. So net, there is no impact to us. It is a payment method directly by our customers to technicians in the respective depots.
Got it, sir. And my another question. Hello?
Yes, please.
Hello? Yeah, my other question is on the line of debt. Despite having lower debt on the balance sheet, we have a higher finance cost of around 20-25 crores per quarter. 15-20 crores per quarter. Can you explain the nature of this payment?
Basically, we have availed term loan, so those interest costs are now coming in. So pre-capitalization interest has been capitalized. Now post capitalization, the interest cost is coming to the P&L. That is one aspect. And then one of the primary interest costs is all the LC discounting and BFS discounting. So we are working on it to reduce those costs. In the near future, we are trying to optimize the mechanisms, and we are expecting at least some improvement in the interest costs in terms of rate.
What is the average rate on which we get a term loan?
It's about 9 plus.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Aniket from CR Kothari Sons and Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Hello, thank you for having me once again. My last question would be regarding to the... Hello?
Yes, please. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, please.
Aniket, sir, please go ahead. You are audible.
Yeah, so my last question would be regarding to the facility coming online. What would be the expected increase tentatively regarding the depreciation in the next few quarters?
Tentatively, it is likely to be This quarter we have done we have a depreciation about on a standalone basis about 9.2 crores. So it will be slightly 10% growth, the depreciation, once we complete all the capitalization.
Thank you so much for the.
Thank you.
Okay.
Your next question comes from the line of Rushabh Sanghvi from Oaklane. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for taking the time. I had a question on the private sector participating in the electric bus movement. So far, most sales we're seeing is with the public sector. Can you comment on why the private sector has been a little slow to adopt electric buses so far, despite favorable TCO?
Yeah, so that's a very good question, because right now the PME drive, PME Seva, everything is favored towards subsidy towards state government undertaking. There is no subsidy from for the private sector. However, TCO for private sector, which is intercity, is very favorable. You know, intercity is not privatized so much in many cities. Intercity is privatized. Intercity, there are customers in private. For example, the Fresh Bus is running our vehicle in Hyderabad to Bangalore, the route, and they are successfully running. They have run about 8 lakh kilometers already with our vehicle. They are profitable, and one of the challenges, what I understand from them, is private players who are in the operations of the buses are not worth enough to take bank loans to for a large number to fund the EV buses. So we are also working with the government as well as some private entities who will fund them. For example, there are players who are NBFCs, who are non-NBFCs, like Macquarie Capital have given about some line of credit for EVs. So we are working with them. Slowly the shoot is coming. We have delivered about 8 buses to Microsoft for a employee transport for a private player. In this quarter, there are some minor shoots I am seeing. It will take about a year or so, as per me, to for this finance sector to gain confidence on the private players, and hence it will become a adoption kickoff.
Thank you, sir. And one last question from my side. In the recently announced budget, it seems like only 1,500 buses are accounted for in PM E-Seva in FY27. Given that naturally more than that have been more than that number of buses have been tendered in the last year, can you comment on why this budget allocation is so low?
See, the budget allocation is for 1400 buses which they have tendered in PME Seva. PME Drive is different. That 10,900 is the PME Drive. PME Drive will get a direct subsidy of 35 lakhs or 25 lakhs depending upon the vehicle when STUs deploy the buses. PME Seva, they will get about 24 rupees per kilometer approximately, I think so. Every month, every year for 12 years. So it's a two different schemes.
Got it. And even in PME Seva, there's also a PM payment security mechanism, right? So is there a separate budget allocation for this, for payment security mechanism?
No, there is no need for a separate budget allotment, because the payment security mechanism is, if the state government doesn't pay, central government has the authority to intervene through RBI from the central government allotment to the state and direct the fund and pay it to the operator. That's the security mechanism. It's mainly a mechanism for giving confidence to the financiers who are financing these projects. For our operators, I don't think I have any case where STUs have never paid any operators. They only delay it, but default I have not heard in my lifetime. Government
got
default.
It. Thank you.
Pay any payment.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Rahul S. from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Can you hear me? Hello.
Are you audible?
Yes, hi. So firstly, yes, hi, sir. So I'm not able to understand. So you say you have an order book in hand of 9,400 plus buses, correct?
Yes, please.
So if these are confirmed orders, I'm just trying to understand, then why is there no, why are we not selling as much in each quarter to complete a target of, you know, like 2,000 units in FY26, which you had given. And if you're still guiding for the same, like around 1,500 to 2,000 vehicles in the year, then are you very confident that you'll be able to cover up in quarter four? I'm just trying to understand how it works, you know, deliveries.
Yeah, so I've answered this. I'll again answer it because I would request all others to hear as well. See, the order book gives you that if the depots and the ecosystem is ready, then we will be able to deliver to that extent. So if you say 9,000 order book, that means we have two and a half years order pipeline available. One. Second, you can't deliver 9,000 immediately. There are cases where our competitors had 600 buses waiting for 6 months in Delhi for deployment. 600 buses is close to 750-800 crore. We can't afford as Olectra Greentech to keep 800 crore wait for 6 months and then our working capital and all this will become a headache. So the reality is we have to make the vehicle what market can absorb. And if market can absorb more, we will make more. So we are prepared from plant perspective that we can serve the market to the need what they want. And we are also prepared from front end that we have enough orders. So we don't struggle for next 1 or 2 years to get more orders to deliver what plant capacity needs to be there. So again, that's why I said we are number one in bus registrations in India year to date. That means we are delivering more buses than any competition, e-buses, electric buses, than any competition in India. So that clearly says that we are efficient, better, and working, managing working capital well, and also serving the market well. So this is how you should take, not just go by the order book number.
So if you say,
it's like airline industry, Boeing has a 7,000 order. They will deliver for next 15 years. They can't deliver. They can't increase the capacity and deliver Boeing in 1 year. So that's how you have to look at.
Okay, so for quarter four, you are saying you will be able to complete the yearly target. Is that because of the market, acceptance of deliveries, or is this just your, view that if the market gets better and is able to absorb, then only we deliver? Or is that a surety?
So our view is right now we'll be able to finish about between 1,500 to 2,000 buses this year. That is the target which market will absorb in this quarter. But still our aim is always we want to be number one in the country.
Okay. And with regards to the insulator business, you said this year you plan to achieve or you expect to achieve 300 crores top line, correct?
That is the expectation, yes.
Expectation, yeah. And what about, like, so the yearly growth, how much did you say, which you can do year on year in that business?
About 10 to 15% is what the growth we are expecting this. So because there's still government push on electrification, so we see good potential.
And on a consolidated, Please. Okay, and overall consolidated margins, any range you would like to give? Steady state.
We have mentioned in the past, we are basically working on healthy operating margins. We continue to deliver healthy operating margins. Over a long term, it is expected to stabilize around 10 to 12%. Currently, we are at 14+%
Okay, sir. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Gaurav from Utility Unified. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Yeah, so my question is with respect to the evolving electric vehicle technology, sir. So there are largely four things which I can think of. Firstly, there are solid state batteries which are coming. Second is sodium batteries which are coming. Then third is megawatt charging, which is already established in China. And then there is battery swap, which is now getting quite trendy in China. So my question is, sir, how is Olectra foreseeing these four things, especially in the commercial EV segment?
Yeah, thank you for the question out of investments and financials. Actually, you are right. The EV industry has a lot of innovations going on parallelly while the production of existing technologies continue. So we are closely monitoring 3-4 technologies, as you said, solid state battery, sodium ion battery. You know that CATL has productionized sodium ion battery for commercial applications. But most of them are in a pilot stage, and most of them are in a stage where it is at primary production stage. It has not reached the mass production stage. So we are closely monitoring this technology. We have now.
Sorry to interrupt, Gaurang sir. The line for the management has been dropped. Please stay connected while we reconnect the line for the management. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding. The line for the management has been reconnected. Yes, sir, please go ahead.
Hi, this is Mahesh here again. Sorry, I don't know what happened. Technically, the line got cut. So I was talking about sodium ion. I'm talking about this solid-state battery. We have a very clear technology evaluation process where we evaluate technology at what stage they are in, whether it is in primary stage, pilot stage, pre-production stage, and mass production stage. So right now, lithium-ion batteries are in mass production stage. Most of the other technologies you said are in pre-production stage or at pilot stage. So we will constantly monitor, and we can plug in and change them as we want. And clearly, we will have a plan to de-risk our business in case of any change in technologies or change in systems. We are well prepared to handle it. Hello.
Thank you, sir. The line for the current participant, Mr. Gaurang, is dropped from the queue. We'll move on to the next question. Our next question comes from the line of Subham Tamarekar from Alturas. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for giving this opportunity once again. Sir, I just wanted to understand again on CAPEX. I just have a little bit, I want some little bit clarity more on that. So you said 350 crore in CAPEX in the next 2 years, right?
Yes, please. On the new products alone.
On the new products, okay. And our capitalization plan for the same?
Yes, yes. We'll capitalize it year on year.
Okay. Okay, and so one more thing, given that our product mix is changing, like we are changing our product mix, so how this will affect our EBITDA margins in the next 2-3 years?
See, as CFO has already said, the auto industry is at 10% EBITDA level, and you know most of the EV, in the EV our players are much lower than that. We are very happy because of our product. We are able to maintain about 14%. In long term, we are looking between 10 to 12% as margin in as a business. When we grow high, we can't expect high volumes and high margin business. There is no such business available. So we'll be more closer to the industry or better than industry. All that I can tell you is we'll always be better than the industry. But going forward, when the volumes grow up and we become main players like diesel vehicles, if your diesel vehicle is selling about 100,000 vehicles, we will inch towards it as industry. When we go towards it, the margins will shrink, but absolute numbers will be very high.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Preet from Incred EMC. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me opportunity once again. My last question, one more question would be on the line of buses guidance for the delivery and next year, what we are expecting. Like for example, now management has guided of around 1500 to 2000 buses delivery by the end of, by FY26. And in 10 months, we have done around 1100 buses. So are we expecting more than 200 buses delivery per quarter, per month? In next 2 months?
So that is our aim. So we are looking at something like that, what you are speaking for next year.
And what are we guiding, what are we guiding for next 2 years, 26 and 27? What are our estimates?
See, I told you the EV industry is at a CAGR of 30% plus, and we will be better than that. As Olectra, in the last 3 years, we have been outperforming the EV industry in terms of the segment where we are in. our aim is to continue to do that. Exact number, I don't want to put some number on the table because there are a lot of research work goes on market adoption and how we are going to push in. We'll continue, our aim is to continue to be number one and outperform market in terms of CAGR growth.
Thank you, sir. That was helpful.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Gaurang from Utility Unified. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, sir. You're audible.
Hello. Yeah. Yes, sir. In the recently conducted Telangana Rising Summit, we had seen the MIL group showcasing a car, and that car was very much similar to a Chinese car called a Skywell ET5. So my request is that if Olectra or MIL group is venturing into EV, we can explore more important key OEMs like Xiaomi, then there is NIO, then there is XPeng, and then there is BYD. These are like top four of the Chinese OEMs. So my request you to sir is that we can explore partnership with these four companies. So sir, any comments on that?
No, thanks for your suggestion. There is no comment on it. I only thank you for giving such suggestion.
Okay, so thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Aniket from CR Kothari Sons and Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Thanks for giving me a chance once again. My final question would be regarding to the current 9 months order book. What are the numbers where are we standing right now in terms of order book?
In terms of order book, we have 9,000 orders, pending orders. We have delivered till now more than 3,600 numbers. So, already clearly given message by our MD, so the deliveries will be in line with the adoption, in line with the readiness, in line with the depot infrastructure, everything ready. So we are capable of delivering as per the market adoption.
Thank you so much for the prompt answer, sir, and wishing Olectra the best quarter ahead.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the Olectra management for closing comments.
Yeah. In conclusion, we would like to thank all our shareholders and stakeholders for the continued support, patience, and confidence in the company's growth journey. As we move into quarter four, we continue to see healthy demand momentum, particularly in the EV segment, supported by the ongoing ramp-up in deliveries and stable order visibility. We expect this momentum to translate into strong sequential performance and revenues, while margins are likely to remain broadly stable, factoring in product mix dynamics and operating leverage from higher volumes. Overall, for financial year 25-26, we remain cautiously optimistic and expect to deliver healthy growth in consolidated revenue and profitability, driven by execution discipline, improving scale and sustained demand across our key segments. Before we close, I would like to highlight that some of the statements made today are forward-looking in nature and are based on our current expectations and assumptions. Actual results may differ materially due to various risks and uncertainties, including market conditions, supply chain dynamics, regulatory changes, other factors beyond the company's control. Thank you once again for your continued support.
Thank you, investor. Thank you. Thank you for your continued support to the company and the management.
Thank you. On behalf of Olectra Greentech Limited and Nomura, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.